Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's still fairly warm out there, and of course, we have to be mindful of ourselves and the kids and the pets. But what about your garden? It must be gasping at this stage. We're joined by the garden designer, Peter Dowdall. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
With the temperatures that we're going to be experiencing, is there an alternative to the hose?
Well, there is an alternative to the hose. Much and all as we enjoy these temperatures, the gardens are in need of water, particularly new gardens, Sean. I suppose the most important alternative is to maybe to look at things in a different way, and that is if we can improve the soil and the structure of the soil in the first instance, we can reduce the need for watering, because once a plant is established, you know, in good soil, they really should tolerate these periods of very fine weather anyway. It's when the soil is poor that they're more vulnerable. So just by adding good organic matter, and the magic word, if you like, Sean, is mulch. If we can add more and more mulch to the garden and to the soil, you're increasing the soil's ability to create the magic, if you like, and you're improving the plant's chances of getting through these dry periods. So you can mulch with anything. You can mulch with bark, you can mulch with gravel, stone, slate, even your own homemade compost. And all these, I mean, they have, you know, myriad benefits. Obviously, they'll prevent weed growth and they'll protect against frost. But in this instance, by putting that extra layer of mulch on top of the soil around the plants, you're slowing the rate of evaporation of the water out from the soil. So in the first instance, I would say mulch the soil. I would always do it. Add once a year, keep adding stuff to the soil, you know.
Yeah, and even now, it's not like too late to do that. It's not something people should have thought about 6 months ago.
No, it's never too late. No, it's not magic. It's not going to, like, during the middle of a dry spell, if we put out some mulch, it's not going to negate the need for water right away. But no, you can always do it. At the minute you put it on, it's going to start improving the soil.
Yeah. Now, are there pretty much anything or most plants that you'd have in your garden, as you say, they could withstand the heat? You know, if it gets up to, say, 30 degrees, that's not going to kill them.
The majority of plants, I mean, up to 30 degrees, they'll certainly tolerate it. And whether we like it or not, these periods aren't long-lasting in Ireland. So I would say nearly all our plants will tolerate it for a couple of days or, you know, even a few weeks, so that there isn't a huge risk. Now, if something dries out, if they physically dry out, no, they won't come through it. No, they won't. And that's where, I suppose, planting in containers and pots is where you're most at risk, because they can completely dry out. And if that happens, then if you're away on holidays for a week or two where you just don't get around to watering them, then unfortunately they're dead, yeah.
Yeah, and so for the potted plants, do you bring them indoors? Do you move them to a different position?
I would say the second part's on. I'd say move them into a shadier position. It's not going to be practical for most people to move them inside, like into the house, for several reasons, because number one, they could be too heavy. You mightn't have the space, so you mightn't want them in the house. We normally talk about moving indoors for opposite reasons, actually, during the winter, to protect from frost and excessive rain. But we wouldn't obviously move them into a glasshouse now, because you're only going to exacerbate the heat problem. So certainly move them somewhere shadier, somewhere where they're less exposed to full sun. If that's possible and practical, definitely good advice, yeah.
Yeah, and a watering can will in most instances do the job, will it?
It will, and a watering can, I suppose, is far less wasteful use of water than a hose. Now, I must add, in defence of us gardeners, we're always the kind of poster boys, if you like, for water wastage and water misuse, whereas, you know, it's a relatively small percentage of household water is used in the garden for what I would, obviously I'd say this, for what I would consider a very important role. I mean, when you compare it to things like flushing toilets and showers and things like this, you know, it's only a small fraction of the water that we use is outdoors. But yes, a watering can is a much more effective way of getting water to the plants, far less wasteful, yes.
Yeah, I know probably a lot of people would have water collection things for rainwater. Could you use bath water?
You could absolutely. If you divert your shower water, your bath water, even if you're washing the dishes or anything like that, if you divert that into a water, but you absolutely could use it. Now, it's not particularly from the bath and shower. It's not something I'd necessarily be recommending you use every day, because there will be some chemicals in it from the soaps and the detergents. Now, obviously, if you're washing in the kitchen with bleach or anything like that, you wouldn't use that in the garden. But normal, you're washing up liquids or your shower gels or anything like that, if they're diluted in the bath or the shower, absolutely fine to put that on your plants during these very dry periods, instead of just wasting it straight back down the drain.
And is it important what time of the day you water them?
Yeah, during the middle of the day is the worst time, because plants absorb water, and the passage through the plant, John, they take it up through the roots, it travels up through the plants then, and they lose it through the process of transpiration through the leaf. So if we water during the middle of the day when the sun is at its highest, we could actually be encouraging the plant to transpire too quickly and it'll end up burning. So much, much better to do it first thing in the morning is probably the best time of all, or failing that, kind of last thing in the evening once the sun is setting and the temperatures are dropping, water it one of those two times and they'll get much more benefit from the watering that way, definitely.
Good stuff. Peter Dowdall is a garden designer. Peter, thanks a million.
A pleasure, Sean. Thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.